Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Coffee Breaks Swedish, Kulturhörnan, Episode 3.
Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Lovisa.
Hur mår du, Lovisa?
Jag mår bra, tack. Hur mår du?
Jag mår också jättebra. Today we are back with another kulturhörnan, another culture corner, a cultural corner from all things Swedish, and it's getting towards that time of year. In fact, you may have heard those sleigh bells with the jingle this time round because we're talking about Jul, Christmas. But before we get on to that, Lovisa, I have a question for you. I forgot to ask you last time. Were you ever at Lucia?
Well, I sort of was and I sort of wasn't. It was when I was 5 and things weren't exactly super serious. And I think we were about maybe 15 Lucias at the time.
Good stuff. Okay, today we're talking about the traditions around Christmas time in Sweden. So I believe you've got another text with some interesting Swedish words in here. Most of the text in English, but we'll be talking about some of the Swedish words in there. Det låter bra?
Det låter jättebra.
Så ska vi börja?
Låt oss börja.
Let's hear all about Christmas then in Sweden.
Okay, Mark. I Sverige firar vi jul den 24 december. In Sweden we celebrate Christmas on the 24th of December, on Christmas Eve, or julafton. Under normal circumstances, we celebrate with our extended family, and typically we invite them over for julbord in the early afternoon. This is a buffet type of lunch, including a variety of dishes, such as julskinka. It's a mustard-coated type of ham. Janssons frestelse, a baked potato dish with anchovy. Köttbullar, meatballs, prinskorv, a type of mini sausage with the ends cut into the shape of crowns, and sill, pickled herring. This meal is meant to last for a while. We normally start with the cold dishes and finish with the hot ones. After lunch, at exactly 3 p.m. every year, the family gathers in front of the TV to watch Kalle Ankas Jul, a show featuring Kalle Anka, Donald Duck, that's been broadcast at the same time for many, many years. Most people can probably recite it by the time that they're 10 years old. Despite this, it's something we look forward to. If not because we like it, then at least because it's when we're allowed to doze off on the sofa for a post-meal nap. By the time the show ends, it will have already been dark outside for quite some time, and the children start to glance toward julgranen, the Christmas tree, where julklapparna, the Christmas gifts, lie perfectly wrapped up. As the evening arrives, we're at last allowed to gather around the tree, and julklappsutdelningen starts. All families have different traditions, where some will hand out all the gifts at once, and everyone can open theirs at the same time, whereas others hand them out one by one. When night draws closer, we can often find ourselves in the kitchen, using what's left of the ham to make a sandwich with vört, a specific type of bread, and senap, mustard, before finally going to bed. Juldagen, the Christmas day, and annandag jul, Boxing Day, are usually spent with family and friends that we didn't get to see on julafton.
Okay, I have to say that the first part of this made me quite hungry. Lots of interesting food sounds in there. So let's go through the words and phrases and indeed some of the sentences you mentioned in this passage. You began by telling us with a date. You began with a date.
Yes, den 24 december.
Den 24 December, must be the 24th of December, yeah?
Yes.
24. So, can you give us the full sentence there?
I Sverige firar vi jul den 24 december.
Right, so in Sweden, then the next word is?
Firar.
Firar. So, we do something, I'm not sure what we do.
Yeah.
Jul would be Christmas.
Yeah.
And on the 24th of December. So does it mean to celebrate?
It does, yeah. Att fira, yes, to celebrate.
Att fira, okay, att fira. So i Sverige firar vi jul den 24 december.
Perfect.
Okay, and the name for this day is?
Julafton.
julafton. Okay, so Christmas Eve, literally.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Then you mentioned about the julbord, the Christmas table.
Yeah, we have a lot of different dishes on this table.
Mm-hmm. So the first one was the ham.
Yeah, julskinka.
Julskinka?
Yeah, so literally Christmas ham.
Okay, and again, a nice h sound.
Exactly.
Then what was the next one?
Janssons frestelse.
Janssons frestelse. So tell us about this.
So Jansson is a name, and frestelse means temptation. So this was a potato dish created by someone named Jansson. Uh-huh. And it is very good.
Okay. So is the anchovy baked through it? How does
it
work?
It is, yeah. So it's layered, and it's with potatoes and cream and onions and anchovy.
Sounds delicious.
It's quite a rich dish.
Yeah, okay. Then you also had something that we recognize, köttbullar.
Yeah.
Meatballs. Prinskorv, what was that?
It's little sausages, and then you cut them at the ends. In like a cross sort of thing, so that the ends sort of fold up to make a crown when we fry them.
Okay, right. So that's the prinskorv. Is korv the word korv for a word for a hot dog?
Yeah. So it's a hot dog or a sausage.
A sausage. Okay. And then you also mentioned one thing that I'm afraid I'm not a fan of.
Is it seal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
pickled herring. So tell me, Lovisa, are you a fan of seal?
I wasn't for a very long time. And then this midsummer, my mom convinced me that I did like it. It's a bit of an acquired taste.
Okay, fair enough. Now, then you went on to talk about the TV show that you watch. And you mentioned it's called Kalle Anka's Jul.
Yes.
So Kalle Anka, is that Donald Duck?
It is, yeah.
Right. So what's going on here? Because Anka, is Anka the word for duck?
It is.
But Kalla is not the word for Donald.
No. I think in Swedish, we just changed the name to make it sound a little better. And Donald isn't a very common name here.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. So Kalla is Kalla a common name in Sweden?
It is. Yeah. It's more common than Donald, at least.
Well, I guess Donald Duck works with the alliteration there. So
exactly.
Kalla Anka similarly works with the alliteration in Sweden. So is it just cartoons that you watch?
Yeah. So it's a compilation of different clips from many different Disney movies in sort of a Christmas card format.
Okay. And it gives you a chance to have a nap on the sofa.
Exactly.
Right, then you start to talk about the presents and everything. So first of all, we had the Christmas tree.
Julgran.
Julgran.
Yeah.
Now, gran, is gran the word for a tree? Is that the normal word for a tree?
The word for tree is träd. And then gran is a specific type of tree. So it's a pine.
A pine tree. Okay, so julgran. And the Christmas tree, julgranen.
Exactly.
And then you also mentioned the Christmas gifts.
Julklappar.
Julklappar. Okay. So klappar, are they gifts?
They are, but it's much more common to put it into the whole word together. So you say julklappar. And if you just say klappar, that's more of a verb and it is to clap.
Okay, right. And then I love this word where you dish out the parcels. So what was this?
Julklappsutdelning.
Julklappsutdelning.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah. So julklapp, the Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
Utdelning. So utdela.
Yeah, it's to give out.
To give out. Okay. So del is like, is that not the word for a part of something?
It is, yeah.
I'm sure I've seen in films or in TV series, del ett, del två, and so on. So part one, part two.
Yeah.
So you're giving out these different parts, in a sense. You're sharing out the julklappar, the out-sharing of these gifts. And
yes.
Then what I can't quite understand is how on earth can children hold their excitement until the evening and after Donald Duck and everything else?
It is quite a feat. It takes years of practice.
Years of practice. Good stuff. Okay, and then it's nighttime, so you're back in the kitchen. And what are you making?
We're making a sandwich because at this time we had a really large lunch and we've also had coffee and cakes throughout the day. So we're not very hungry.
Mm-hmm. So the bread that you use is called?
Vört.
Vört. Now, is this a specific type of bread?
It is a specific type of bread, yeah. And we eat it around Christmas. You don't really eat it at other times, really.
Okay. And you also use a senap, mustard?
Yes.
Okay. So then the other days that you mentioned were Christmas Day.
Juldagen.
Okay. And Boxing Day.
Annandag jul.
So what does annandag literally mean?
Literally, it means the other day.
Right. Okay. So it's the other Christmas Day.
Exactly.
Okay. It's interesting because in my family, we celebrate Christmas and we tend to have our main celebration on Christmas Day as opposed to Christmas Eve. So it's interesting to hear that in Sweden, you do things on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's a bit different.
But differences are good. That's what makes the world an interesting place.
Exactly. And we get Christmas one day before, so it's nice.
Excellent. Well, before we finish, we need to learn some useful phrases for greeting everyone at Christmas or indeed the holidays in general. So first of all, because we're talking about Christmas in Sweden, first of all, let's learn how to say Merry Christmas in Swedish.
God jul.
God jul.
Yeah.
Okay. And are there other ways of saying that?
Not really. That is definitely the main thing that you do say. Mm-hmm. But then we have a few other phrases that we use in between Christmas and New Year's, for example. Then okay. You would say god fortsättning.
God fortsättning?
Yeah, and that means like good continuation.
Okay.
And at New Year, we say gott nytt år.
Gott nytt år. Right, yeah. We've got an interesting thing here going on because we've got a god jul. Mm-hmm. And gott nytt år. So can I ask you, is jul an N-word?
It is, yeah.
And år must be an it-word.
It is.
So gott nytt år and god... Is it god jul?
God jul.
So you pronounce the D, god jul.
You're meant to pronounce the D, but it doesn't always happen.
Ah, okay. Now, Louisa, is there a way to say happy holidays or something that doesn't specifically refer to Christmas?
Well, if you wanted to write a festive greeting or something like that, you could say varma lyckönskningar. And then if you just wanted to wish someone a good time off, you could say ha en bra vinterledighet.
Right, okay, let's go through these two together then. So the first one was...
Varma lyckönskningar.
Varma lyckönskningar.
Yeah.
That's tricky.
It is a bit tricky. So if you translate it directly, it's warm wishes of happiness.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Varma, because lycka is happy, isn't it?
Yeah, it
okay,
is.
Okay, happiness. So varma lyckönskningar.
Yes.
And then the other one was?
Ha en bra vinterledighet.
Ha en bra vinterledighet.
Yes.
So what's ledighet?
Ledig means to have time off. So have a good winter time off.
Excellent. Ha en bra vinterledighet. Right, well, we will say to all our listeners, varma lyckönskningar, ha en bra vinterledighet. And if you're celebrating Christmas with your family, Lovisa, I will wish you a very god jul.
Thank you. God jul to you too.
Och vi ses nästa år.
Det gör vi.
Hej då!
Hej då!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.